¿Normal? ¿Qué es normal?
Eric Solanas has never liked the word normal.
¿Por qué hay gente normal y gente que no es normal?
Why are there normal people and those who aren't normal? What's the difference? I'm not normal because I'm in a wheelchair? What if you have glasses or a hearing aid? What does normal mean?
Normal? ¿Qué es normal?
The day he was born, doctors told his parents he had spina bífida. They said he would never be normal.
Hubo médicos que dijeron que tendría poca movilidad.
Doctors said I'd barely be able to move, but it wasn't true. When I was born, they said I'd only live to be a year and a half. But here I am.
Pero aquí estoy.
23 years later, he's still shattering any limit put in front of him. Once told he would never be able to walk, today he skis, plays basketball, and has a driver's license.
He hecho muchas cosas porque...
I've done a lot of things, because when they tell you that you can't do it because of a disability, you're even more motivated.
Lo que puedes, lo pruebas.
As he confronted each one of these barriers, that word, normal, kept coming up, and he soon decided that he wanted to offer that same kind of support to others with disabilities. That's what brought him to the sleepy little neighborhood in the Spanish city of Lleida, and right to the door of his local Down Syndrome Association. Inside, you'll find people, young and old alike, chatting about everything from sports to support programs. Often, you'll also find Eric. For the past 6 years, he's been volunteering here, helping people of all ages live with Down syndrome.
Aquí comienza...
He helps them produce their own radio show, supervises excursions, and lends a hand to all sorts of programs here.
He's always available. As soon as you ring him for anything, Eric, could you come for this activity? Or Eric, yes, sure. And he's right there at that very moment.
It wasn't by chance that Eric ended up at Down Lleida. He wanted to fight for the rights of disabled people. A big part of what Down Lleida does, says Pilar Augustine from the organization.
For people with disabilities, the situation nowadays is quite better than it used to be 20 or 30 years ago. At that time, people with disabilities tended to be quite invisible. Fortunately, nowadays, we get them to do many things in the society. We get them to work. We get them to live independently. But, of course, everything is not done. We've got many things to do. We've got many things to fight for.
Eric is part of that movement, she adds, not just as a volunteer, but through his own story.
Having someone like Eric in our organization shows to the society that people with disabilities are as capable as we are. So this is really important, and Eric is showing us every day. We also learn many things from him because he's a person who... is always challenging himself.
Just as much as he's giving to the organization, Eric says he's getting back. After years fighting against that idea of normal, he's found a place that accepts him just the way he is.
Me acuerdo de una vez, estábamos en la calle y...
One time, on an excursion with Down Lleida, we were walking to an event. Because of my condition, I sway from side to side when I walk. One of the youth with Down syndrome was worried that I was going to hit a tree. I explained that I have it all calculated, and he replied, "Well, all of us are equal, but we're all distinct." It's true. We all have our disabilities, so to speak, our barriers.
Y es verdad. Toda persona tiene sus barreras. Todos tienen su discapacidad, entre comillas.
That phrase, all of us are equal, but all of us are distinct, has stuck with him ever since. It's even inspired his next project, t-shirts. He wants to start a business making these equal and distinct t-shirts. Not only would it provide much-needed employment for people with disabilities, but it would also be a place where people with all sorts of disabilities could come together, share their experiences, and learn from each other.
Que tengan un apoyo entre unos y otros.
They could support one another and see that they aren't the only ones living these experiences. Meeting others who have overcome barriers can give you that extra push.
Que otra gente ha vivido lo mismo y ya ha sacado estas barreras que existen.
That's the kind of support he's received from his family and friends. It's helped him embrace who he is and move past that idea of being normal.
Si no tuviera espina bífida, no sería como soy.
If I didn't have spina bifida, I wouldn't be who I am. I wouldn't have the same way of thinking or the same ideology. I faced all these barriers, and for better or worse, it's made me who I am.
This is Ashifa Qasim for DW in Lleida, Spain.